Good evening, folks, and welcome to another edition of the Antique Phonograph Music Program. Here I am, your host, Mac, in the studio tonight, up in Studio B with my three machines. You know, it's been tough to get up here. It's a matter of getting the studio time and the engineer, and all the conditions have to come together correctly for me to do that. And they are tonight. So I'm glad to be up here with my three machines, being able to bring you some discs and cylinders tonight. We started off there with the Broadway Broadcasters on a Cameo record from 1926 entitled Tenton Down in Tennessee. The Broadway Broadcasters were an alias for Sam Lannon and his orchestra, among others like the Epana Troubadours, Billy Hayes and his orchestra, the Missouri Jazz Band, Roy Carroll and his Sands Point Orchestra. Hey, I'm going to be in Sands Point in a few weeks. How about that? Well, all right. A little electric record to get us started there. Towards the end of what I might play on the show, and now something from the early part of it. We're going to hear from Mr. Frank Wilson, who's kind of a yodeler, songster, with a 1903 record entitled Goo Goo Eyes. It's a Victor record from 1903, and it does have a bit of a crack. So you'd probably have a crack, too, if you were 113 years old, something like that. So here we go.
So the Family, sung by Harry Lauder, Edison Records. Folk that thinks they're very nice. and they're very good at giving you a thing that you don't need, especially what they call good advice. Yes, and all the boys that I play with try to make a fool of me. They would make you think that two and two are three. But sometimes they get angry when I tell them to their face that I'm as big as them if they're as big as me. Yes, and the teacher said to me last Tuesday, says he, well, why was you not at the school yesterday, boy? Eh? I said, because I wasn't at the school. That's the way that I wasn't at the school. Said I, my mother was baking scones. Yes, and there were kerns in them. And I couldn't get the basin to wash my face. That was the way that I wasn't at the school yesterday. I sure was deep. Yes, and another reason because I wasn't at the school was because I was eating plums. Yes, and I swallowed some of the stones that was in the plums. So I did. Yes, and my mother gave me some castor oil. That was the way that I wasn't at the school yesterday. I am the softest of the family. I am the simple Johnny Rock. For everything my mother blames me, and my father puts it on to me, I know. Yes, I sure as day. Yes, and I wouldn't tell a lie. I'm going to weigh him for my perch now. Aye. So long. Good night.
I feel so lonely, I feel so blue.
All over who?
All over you. I've been a sighing, caught myself crying.
All over you.
All over you.
You'll never be introduced to me.
But you'd better start to get used to me.
For what we're having to get.
And way down in my heart, I've made myself a bed. I'll try some more, but I'll get you.
You think you will? What you say, baby? It takes a drink.
Will you call for me?
Then I'll get you. I feel so different. I feel so new.
All over who?
All over you. So long to sadness, greetings to gladness.
All over who?
All over you.
You're not so cold as you used to be.
I can feel you getting used to me.
It's well, faint heart, never one sweetheart yet.
Gentlemen, I want you to play something good and lively, something to wake them up.
All right, boys, play number three.
How's that? Very good indeed.
The song I'm going to sing is all about a burglary, and in order to give this song its full dramatic value, I've got to have some good burglar music, something thrilling. Have you anything like that?
Why, of course we have burglar music.
Very well, then we will proceed with a drama. Very good indeed. Hey, burglar on the hunt for gold. That's the stuff. Broken where two old maids did sleep. One moment, that's a lullaby you're playing in there. It will not do. I've got to have some regular thieves' music or this song is not a success. I hear a noise, said one old maid. No, 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 and I reiterate with increased vehemence, no. Whoever heard of a buck dance in a drama? You don't seem to understand the plot of this thing. This man at one time was a politician. It was too dishonest for him, however, so he reformed and became a burglar. He is now robbing a house. No self-respecting burglar ever robbed a house with that kind of music. The burglar needs a bed to creep. That's right, smash it. What are you trying to do? Wake up the old maid and bust up our show? It's the man, he's underneath our bed. Said one old maid and began to yell and shout, help, police, shut up, you fool, the other said. Don't make a noise, you'll scare him out. He's as welcome as the flowers in May. Lost it all so he can't get away. We've been waiting for him day by day. He's as welcome as the flowers in May.
All right, Mr. Fred Duprez there, with a little vaudeville rehearsal from 1909. Getting the band ready for what they're going to do. Sounds like it went pretty well to me. Before that, from 1913, Helen Clark and Walter Van Brunt on a Victor record entitled I'll Get You. That's right. I'll Get You. And before that, we heard from Mr. Harry Lauder, and that was actually a British-released Edison cylinder. And I have to check the year on that. But, you know, it's a two-minute cylinder, so it's probably, it's definitely pre-1910, probably around 1905. The softest of the family. Not soft. Softest. You know, like girth. Yeah, the softest of the family. Mr. Harry Lauder, one of the greatest Scotsman singers of the acoustic era. I would say the premier one. And we started off, I guess that one was in German. It was Goo Goo Eyes by Mr. Frank Wilson. A nice early Victor record from 1903. Love that early primitive tinkly piano sound that comes out of those very early records. Very specific. Very specific. If you're listening from the Pacific coast. But any coast, actually. Or in the middle. It still sounds the same. Okay. Let's continue now with some more records. We're going to now hear from the Empire Vaudeville Company. Speaking of vaudeville, right? With a tune called The Old Clarinet. It's an Edison 4-minute cylinder. Before we heard a 2-minute cylinder, but this is a 4-minute cylinder. And it's called The Old Clarinet. So let's hear it.
lights are bright. Crowded with dancers every night.
There all the ladies show good form. Champagne is ice, the dance is warm.
That kind of dancing I can't stand. You should have seen our village green. That dirty night, oh, it's quite grand. Dancing to our own village band.
The trombone, trombone, hurrah!
Which makes it hard to see the neighbors.
but it will be a paradise if shared my love with thee. When it's nesting time in that bush, as you heard me say before,
you will see the janitor
with the girl whom I adore. Hand in hand we'll soar to the seventh floor.
There we have Miss Margaret Young, the ingenue kind of red hot mama. She, they're doing her take on a song, Woe Tilly, Take Your Time, which was kind of a blues standard, but, you know, making it a little hotter, bringing it up a notch. And she's got such an effervescent voice. I really like her. I've probably got about a half dozen records by her. I always love picking those up. Before that, we heard from a couple who you'll hear often on this program, together and individually, Mr. Billy Murray and Miss Ada Jones, on a Victor record from 1917, talking about nesting time in Flatbush. Their flat may not be so great, the light may not be fantastic, but they're ready to go. I still hear that from friends living in Flatbush. Same thing. Some things don't change. Before that, now, I heard that song, The Old Clarinet, by the Empire Vaudeville Company, but it didn't sound very vaudeville-ish, and I'm just not sure that's the right number. Was it mislabeled? I hear in the studio, I'm kind of running around a little bit, going over stuff and getting my next thing ready, but it sounded just too much like a song to be a vaudeville thing, but it could have been right. I'm not really sure, but it don't matter. It is what it was, and here I am on another edition of the Antique Phonograph Music Program, bringing you a pile of shellac and wax cylinders, and that blue amber all material is kind of like a celluloid kind of stuff. But yes, all these obsolete formats coming at you. On the three machines I have tonight, which one is the Victrola 14 from 1915. We got the Victor II horned machine from about 1908. And the Edison Home machine, which has been converted to play 2 and 4 cylinders. And all the machines ready to go, and more records ready to go for you. I'm going to do now a set of some instrumentalists. And, the drums were not an instrument that was recorded much in the acoustic era because it just didn't record very well. Whenever a drummer was in the band, it sent the recording device. It just vibrated too much, and it took over, and it caused distortion. So they basically avoided the drummer. So hence, you don't have too many drummers in early recordings. But somehow they came up with this method to do this solo drumming recording of Mr. James Lent. And I actually have this on a cylinder also. and he also did some xylophone playing, so he seems like he was a kind of all-around percussionist. So here's Mr. James Lent on a Victor record from 1912. It's a 10-inch disc entitled The Ragtime Drummer. Oh, I need to change this needle. Sorry. Let me just do this here really quickly. Okay, here we go. Sorry. Thank you. That was the Six Brown Brothers, and they really were brothers. William, Tom, Alec, Percy, Fred, and Vern. They were a very popular saxophone sextet and did a lot to popularize the instrument. And if you look online at photos of them, they often are like in clown suits and stuff. So they must have been quite a thing to do, quite a thing to see. Sometimes they wore a regular clown white face. Other times they wore that black face. So, you know, in the context of being politically correct today, that's, you know, just what they did then. So, but definitely a lot of interesting saxophone sextet records. Ragtime, early jazzish stuff, and it definitely caused other record companies to issue other saxophone sextets. So, yeah, that one was from 1916. Before that, we heard from the king of the ragtime banjo, Mr. Wes L. Ossman, with a Columbia record from 1905. Entitled Yankee Land. And yeah, we start off with that little percussion record from Mr. James Lent, the ragtime drummer, on a Victor record from 1912. All right, got one more set of records to do, and it's going to be a set of country-ish stuff. I say country-ish because they didn't know what to call it when it was first starting off. Calling it old-timey music, mountain music. They were trying to figure out what it was. Let's hear now from, I think he's billed as the blind musician of the Blue Ridge Mountains. Wait a minute, let me grab the record. Hold on. Sorry. He's the blind musician of the Smoky Mountains, Mr. George Renaud. On a Vocalion record from 1924 entitled Susie Ann.
I know she'll be awake for a lonesome mountain man. light of flickering heat, and a light of flickering cold of a coming through the air. While the kindling on the fire, the kindling on the fire, the kindling on the fire, cold of a coming through the air.
Fixed up that machine, and there's a thing in the back called the brake, which, you know, as you would imagine, stops the machine. And it's basically just a little metal leather with a leather. Sorry, it's a little metal leather. Ugh. It's a little metal lever with a bit of leather, which comes against the metal of the turntables. It spins. So the leather is quite worn out. And I should have just changed that. But it's kind of a complicated process, the way it's pressed in there. And you have to have the right diameter leather to get in there. And if you don't open up the holder properly, it's easy to break. So I don't know. I can deal with the squeak or fix it up. But I know how to do it. I just have to. I don't have any of the leather right now. Got to order some of that leather. So I'll take care of that. But anyway, there we heard from Mr. Ernest Thompson. And you know that tune, right? Little Brown Jug? That was a 1924 version. And I think I first heard that song among other early material on a Little Rascals episode. I believe it was Spanky and Alfalfa doing some kind of little duet. And they were really playing up those ha-ha-ha, you and me, Little Brown Jug. And, oh yeah. Before that, we heard from Mr. Ernest Stoneman. Otherwise, you know, you think of him as Pop Stoneman, because he really was. He was one of the pops of the country music world. There singing When the Work's All Done This Fall. Yeah, pioneering country artists, but also there setting the template of the almost caricature of the country song, of the guy wanting to get home and to his mom and his family, and he's working, but he dies, and he don't get home, and he sends his stuff home, and he's dead. Because that's the way a good country song ends, with somebody dying, right? Again, he sort of set the tone there, but if we look a little further back, it was, I think, about Vernon Dalhart and his Prisoner song, about that guy dying. Everybody's got to die in a country song, in a good one. Not always. They got to get drunk or do something. Something objectionable makes it country. And George Reno with Suzanne there, getting in a little bit of that early country scat yodeling, which you know I love. with his 1924 record, Susie Ann. And that's going to pretty much do it for this edition of the Antique Phonograph Music Program, folks. I am your host, Mac. Every week I'm here bringing you these records, and always happy to do so. And I'll be back next week with another similar program. I've scored the studio, so I'll be playing some discs and cylinders for you. What will it be? I don't know. I'll figure it out before next week, though. That's for sure. And I always like to mention, if you want to see what's going on in my phonograph world, check out my Instagram, which is Phonograph DJ Mac. You can figure out how to spell Phonograph DJ Mac, right? All right. Well, folks, that's going to about do it. So goodbye, everybody. And I'm going to leave you now with a Victor record from 1913 entitled Goodbye, Everybody, by the Victor Military Band. So until next time, this is your host, Mac, of the Antique Phonograph Music Program, saying nighty-night, everybody. This is WFMU East Orange and WMFU Mount Hope, 91.9 FM in Rockland County and online at WFMU.org.
on this minute.